Let us who mystically represent the cherubim, represent the cherubim, and who sing the thrice holy hymn to the life creating, life creating Trinity. Now lay aside all cares, lay aside all earthly cares, lay aside all earthly cares. Amen. That we may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly upon by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
That is called the cherubic hymn, and it comes from the 6th century. And it was inserted into the Eastern liturgy right after the gospel to begin to prepare the congregation to receive Christ in Holy Communion. And as I looked at this piece of music and learned it, I realized that it is also relevant to receiving the Christ child at Christmas. The two are related, aren't they? Receiving the Christ child at Christmas and receiving Christ in Holy Communion. The hymn starts with two important words: let us. Let us. Even in quiet moments of reflection at Christmas, it behooves us to remember that we are part of the common humanity that Christ came to save. We're part of the people that God loves. This is not just a me and Jesus holiday. It is a holiday for all of humanity. And it's interesting to me that we sing, "Let us who mystically represent the cherubim," because the cherubim, as angels, take messages to people. And most often in Holy Scripture, the cherubim take messages to people who are in trouble, who are in crisis, who are facing a challenge. And it reminds us that Christ came amongst the poor in a manger, not a palace. That Christ came to a people whose land was occupied by a foreign government. It reminds us that when we go out of this place to be with people in need, people who are poor, people who are oppressed, people in crisis, we're doing what Jesus did. We're taking a word of love to them as surely as the cherubim took words of encouragement and direction to people in crisis. The hymn talks about we who have sung the thrice holy hymn. That's the Trisagion, holy God, holy and mighty, holy immortal one, have mercy upon us. Here at St. Luke's, we sang that throughout the 7 weeks of Advent. It focuses us on the holiness of God, on the fact that God is completely other from us. And that's an important message, too. Because God could make human and divine one, not two, but one, precisely because God is holy and transcendent and bigger than all of the things we experience as opposites. Bigger even than human and divine. It reminds us that Christ took on our life because God is holy and because God loves us and because God's goal was to have human and divine be not two, but one. Finally, the hymn mentions the life-creating Trinity. And it makes me think of creation and how God, the Holy Trinity, began creation and began the creation of life itself by saying, "Let there be light." It is that creative God who says again, "Let there be light," on a dark night in a cave of a manger in Bethlehem. God says, "Let there be light," and creates yet again. And when we invite Christ into our hearts, in our Christmas reflections, in receiving Holy Communion, God enters not just the surface of our hearts, not just how we feel, but all the way into the depths of who we are, all the way into the depths of our hearts, even into dark and shadowy places in ourselves that we don't like to look. And the Christ child is born there too and brings God's light. That's Christmas. Realizing that we go forth to the people that Christ came among. That we see God coming to us in such love that we cannot help but go out to others in love. And recognizing the Christ child illumines our hearts and would illumine all hearts.
Let us who mystically represent the cherubim, represent the cherubim, and who sing the thrice holy hymn to the life creating love. aside all earthly cares. Amen. That we may receive the King of all, who comes invisibly, born by the gentle.